The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? It is Sunday, June 18th, 2023. Tip of the cap to all the papas out there, all the fathers out there, all the dads out there taking care of their business. Now, this is your daily sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting, and it's not close. Now, I looked over the landscape, and sure, you can get picks from other places on social media in text form because everybody else is taking the day off. We haven't taken a day off since December of 2020. Now, yesterday, not a bad day at the brand. Danny last night, 2-0-1 with his MMA picks. AB with the college baseball. More today. It's like 10 days with college baseball. So not a bad day at the brand. Don't forget today, CBS Sports HQ. Just one of our crew members showing up. And that would be AB, our 5-tool player, with your MLB picks at 12 p.m. Eastern time. Download that CBS Sports app. But you know, on Sundays, when you think my very best are taking the day off, oh, no, 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 no. Let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them. You love them. They're all here. The man who named this show, M Squared, the counselor, the sniper, and, of course, prop stars. Now, gentlemen, this morning, you know I've got 2 beautiful human beings that live in this house with me. Well, 3, but 2 that are children. And one of them gave me this great present this morning. And I thought, oh, how nice of my daughter to give me a Father's Day present. She said, Dad, can you wear it on the show? I said, sure. Look what she got me this morning. Awesome, like my daughter.
Beautiful.
You're right. She's making it all about herself. She truly is my child. All right, let's get into it because we've got a big day today. Final round of the U.S. Open. And so far, it's been interesting, fascinating, frustrating for a lot of players. But we have arrived at Championship Sunday. It's always on Father's Day. So, counselor, I'm going to start with you. Here are the live odds. And because it's a West Coast start, you got a couple of hours before these odds will start to come down. Rory, Wyndham Clark, who's our leader, Ricky Fowler, and Scottie Scheffler, who, by the way, I don't know if you guys saw the video last night, but he changed his driver head. And he hit one on the range, was so furious, just threw his driver, like, just threw it. It was a hilarious video, but he'll have a new driver head today. So, counselor, of these odds, who would you lean into to win?
Well, it's hard for me not to lean into Ricky Fowler, seeing as though on the early wedge, we had him at 55-1. I think plus 275 is an okay number, considering we just have 4 guys up on this screen. I just like the poise he's playing with. He doesn't seem rattled by the moment, nor should he be, because he is a total veteran when it comes to maybe not the U.S. Open, but when it comes to playing good golf. He is back to the old Ricky Fowler. So we've got him at 55-1. We already hit Xander at the 35-1. We had to split that. So let's go for the sweep. First round leader and the tournament outright. I'm going with Ricky Fowler.
The counselor is not greedy. No, but he wants it all. That's what we're all about right here at the early edge and the early wedge. All right, M Squared, talk to me.
Yes, I am also on Ricky Fowler for the event at over 50-1. So I'm feeling good there. I do think he ends up winning this. I'm not going to bet anyone else just yet. I'm hoping that if I have the need to hedge in any way, shape, or form, I will do it much later live if it's more of a 2-horse race, you know, on the back 9 at that point. I get a lot of questions about this. So a lot of people, whether from me, the early wedge, Sportsline, a lot of people have bet Ricky Fowler this week. I've seen a ton of tweets. Mike, should I cash out? Should I cash out? They're offering me 15x my buy-in at this point. The answer to this question is always a personal question for you individually. If the amount of money is changing your life or changing your betting life in any way, I say go for it. If it's not, I would not, because that is simply saying Ricky Fowler would have been plus 1,200 to plus 1,500. Would you have bet him at plus 1,500 pre-tournament? Probably not. So that's why you don't cash out at this point. I am not cashing out. If it's a meaningful amount of money to you individually and changes the way you will be able to bet going forward, then you should consider it. That is how I handle that question.
Let it sink in for a second. I tell you all the time, hashtag educate and entertain. It's not just about the picks. It's about the information. Use it. That was an amazing 60 seconds. An amazing 60 seconds. If I had to lean into one of these four because of the number, you can't go Scottie Scheffler. He's five back at plus 400. Can't go with Scottie Scheffler. So I'm going to go with Wyndham Clark. He's tied for the lead with Ricky Fowler. I think he's played really, really well. I thought he held up to the pressure yesterday. He's never been in this position before. I get that. But my gut tells me I'm going to go with Wyndham Clark today. But we'll see what happens. And I will have more than a couple round four head-to-head matchups I loved from DraftKings coming up very, very shortly. By the way, a member of the crew, Burke Betts, he's in the chat. You have any questions for him, you will answer them in real time. Also, take the chat down for a second. Hit the like button for me. Why do I always have to tell you that? Just hit the like button, put it back up, and keep talking. All right. Now, I told you there's only one crew member today, but we're there every single day. And if you're new to the brand, where? Oh, here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Ryan says, I just got smarter listening to M Squared Talk. Of course. Guzzle Money says other shows just don't do that because we're the leader. We don't do anything that other shows do. I hate when they go, oh, but you did. No. It's all about here. All right. Now, Sniper, Proppy, I have made you two sit over there long enough, like a couple of caged animals today. All right. Now, here is the numbers today. And it is Matt Olson who continues to hit bombs yesterday. Grand Slam, plus 260. Jorge Soler, do not sleep on Miami. Oh, my goodness. They're a really good baseball team, plus 200. Jorge Soler or the Bucket Special, we like to call it. Then Joe Iotani, speaking of Buckets, plus 330. And by the way, shout out to Buckets for yesterday's showdown, which, of course, I was 2-0-1-1, but we raised a bunch of money for Paws for People. So amazing that Buckets would do that. All right, Sniper, where are we going, big boy?
I actually like all three of them, to be honest. I mean, you got Olsen against the righty, Chase Anderson, who's probably due to give up a few this year, Jorge Soler facing a lefty, and he absolutely feasts on left-handers. But I'm going to zero in on Otani. He has the biggest odds there, leads the majors with 23 home runs. 17 of those are against right-handed pitching. He faces a righty and Zach Greinke today. Greinke has given up 12 home runs in 71 and two-thirds innings this season. The Royals' bullpen is pretty mediocre. So even if Greinke doesn't last that long, get a few shots against that bullpen there. But against Greinke, Otani in the last 3 years has faced him 16 times. He's gone 4-for-16 with two doubles. That's kind of marginal. But it's a decent number of plate appearances, and you know I like familiarity. So I feel like at some point, the more you see a guy when you're Otani, the better you're going to start to hit him. So I like Otani today.
They showed a graphic on the telecast last night because I get them all local out here. And Otani is literally leading the Angels in every offensive category. I mean, it's banana. I mean, everyone. Every single one he's leading. Sniper, as always, thank you very much. Proppy, You're over there in the mean streets on a Sunday, on a Father's Day. What are the streets telling you?
Happy Father's Day, Coach. And yeah, the streets are active. They're live. They're telling me I agree with Sniper. All three of these picks look solid, but I'm going to go with Matt Olson. I like this matchup. The Braves just been smashing the Rockies this entire series. Olson, two home runs in the last three games versus Colorado. Chase Anderson, six starts, six home runs allowed. Give me Matt Olson today.
All right, Matt Olson, boy, he has certainly found a home in Atlanta. Counselor, where are we going?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ohtani as well. I think he could touch up Greinke. I mean, Greinke is a crafty veteran at this point, but he doesn't have much left in the tank. But I do think he'll challenge Ohtani. He's got too much pride not to, but I think Ohtani takes him yard.
All right. M-Squared, talk to me.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ohtani as well. I do like Matt Olson. I'm just going to lean to the guy on the road here with Ohtani, give him all of those potential plate appearances here. When you look at Zach Greinke, though, you hear me talk about actual weighted on base average and expected. His fastball has one of the biggest gaps I have ever seen. His actual data is around 270. The expected is up over 400. The expecting slugging 600 on it. He's somehow only allowed one home run on the fastball this season. I wouldn't be shocked if he allows more than one today on the fastball against this lineup.
All right. Very, very good. So a lot of information, hopefully. Hopefully you wrote it down with your paper and your pencil. Real quick, because we always try to help. I'm guessing it's a Derek problem, but we will see. He says, Coach, I'm not hitting that like button. Uh-oh. Again, until someone takes a few minutes to help fix my app so I can get the articles I paid for. Been asking for help for 3 weeks now. Well, Derek, if you're getting everything else and not the articles, I'm guessing it's a you problem. But, if you put your Twitter handle into the chat, I promise you somebody will reach out and we will help you work through this. But please don't hold the like button for hostage. We can't have that. Simply cannot have that. All right. It's time to get to our board. And I have a really good feeling about today. But before we do that, I got to pay all my guys. So here's a word from one of our incredible partners.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right. Well, the man who named this show, Sunday Brunch, he always gets to go first on Sunday. Now, I love working on Sunday. It just feels like we're getting ahead of the game. So, Mikey, I'm looking at all of our fire picks today. I would love for you, if you don't mind, start us off, sir.
All right, Coach. It is happy Patrick Corbin Day, except for we are betting on him, not against him today. I like this particular spot and matchup. Taking advantage of where the market is priced, the Miami Marlins with the lefty Lizardo on the mound here. When you look at Patrick Corbin, though, he's had his troubles. We all know about that, right? He's been a lot better recently, and he's been a lot better at home. Looking at his last three starts against three very good hitting teams, Houston, Arizona, and the Dodgers, held them to three or fewer earned runs in those matchups. That is difficult to do. He's certainly not priced like a pitcher that's able to do that to multiple teams in a row. But when you look at his home splits, he's been a lot better at home in terms of not giving up the home run. And then Lizardo on the other side, he's someone I want to talk about because the splits for him, home versus road, are very, very concerning. When you look at his weighted on base average away from home, that number jumps up over 100 points, putting him well below Major League Baseball average here. We know how good the Nationals are against left-handed pitching, but what they're really good at is not striking out. They're able to put the ball in play. They're able to draw walks. I think that's significant for them here. I think that these two teams are good enough against left-handed pitching. I think that the environment overall with the weather is high enough in terms of variance that we should not be getting a full run and a half here on the home team which obviously gets to bat in the bottom of the ninth inning if they are trailing in this game. Just don't lose by 2+ runs here. Give me the Nationals on the run line.
Two big things to take out of that incredible analysis: the extra at bat, but also understanding who's on the mound and how teams hit against a left-handed pitcher or a right-handed pitcher. It matters. It all matters. Information, hashtag knowledge is power. All right. Now, we love a little thing in the early edge universe we like to call synergy. So, Proppy, I'm coming to you, but why?
Yeah, Coach, we're going to pick on the aforementioned Jesus Luzardo in this matchup that Mikey just mentioned, going under 17.5 outs. That is to finish with less than 6 innings pitched in this game. Luzardo's been held under this in 8 of 14 starts this season. 4 of his last 5 starts, he's really pitched poorly over those last 5 starts, as well as ERA up over 6 runs. Mikey mentioned the home versus road splits as well. He's been much worse on the road, nearly 3 runs higher with his ERA compared to his home. Washington lineup, again, very good versus opposing lefties. Top 10 in most offensive categories. This is just a tough spot for Luzardo. We're going to fade him under 17.5 outs on the road today against a very good hitting team against lefties in Washington.
All right. So along those lines, Mikey, let me come back to you. Omar says, Coach, does M squared like the Washington team total?
I lean to the Washington team total over, but I'm not going to play it first. I would prefer to play the +1.5 here. But it would be a secondary play if you're not comfortable with the 1.5. I would question at the similar price point at -120 on the +1.5. If you are really interested in the team total over 4, meaning they're going to have to score 5 runs and you're not confident in the +1.5 at home, I want to talk to you about Miami a little bit there, and you should have an additional play on Miami in some way, shape, or form if you're not comfortable with that run line.
Somebody said other shows don't do what we do. They also don't ad lib. Why? Because they have to be prepared for every little thing. Not my guys. They have no idea what I'm going to ask them, and it doesn't. I don't even have to think about it because I know they're going to have an answer because they're amazing. Now, U.S. Open. I got up this morning and said, hey, I'll do a little handicapping. You know, I can't always put it on the counselor, put it on M squared. And I could not believe some of the head-to-head matchups that I found at DraftKings. Normally, I'll give out 1 or 2, but today I found a bunch. So I'm going to give you 4. Remember, first tee time, 11:23 a.m. Eastern time. So you still got plenty of time to get all of these in. All of these in. All right? So we're going to go Justin Suh over Eric Cole. Eric Cole has played like 12 weeks in a row. He is gassed. He's played pretty well up to this point, but so has Justin Suh. He finished strong at the PGA Championship. I like him today, -105. All these numbers are incredible, by the way. Number 2, Tyrrell Hatton, +135 over Brooks Koepka. Yesterday, I would never say Brooks would ever quit, not in a major, but he really struggled on the back nine like a lot of players. And I think today, if he's not in contention to win, which he is not, I just think today is more of a let's go out and play 18 holes and move it on down the road. Hatton, on the other hand, he's been playing well the last 2 days. So we'll take him at plus money, +135. Russell Henley, +105 over Cam Young. Now, Cam Young has the credentials, but he has not been playing well. He's got playing, you know, even par golf. Russell Henley yesterday had a really good day. I had him head up against, who did I have him head up against? Oh, John Rahm. Beat John Rahm yesterday. Love Henley today. And my last one, Colin Morikawa. He shot a 1-under yesterday, a 69 over Matthew Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick, yes, he's a defending U.S. Open champion, but he has not played that well this week either. Say that 3 times. So I love all 4 of those plays, and you have plenty of time. They're all at DraftKings, and most books have the same matchups on Sunday, so you'll be able to find them anywhere. I love my picks today. Love them. Now, I'm staring at 2 of the absolute very best. So what do I do? What do I do? Well, I know what I do. I come to the sniper. The sniper's ready. And I feel like I've missed you, too. I feel like I haven't seen you in a couple of days. Have you been okay, sniper?
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of reluctant to say this because you always say you don't take vacations and don't take days off, but I actually was on vacation last week. So,
oh, you're allowed to. We're allowed to. It's June.
It's
we're
just as a team. Okay.
Yeah, as a team, we don't do it. Eventually, you can do it.
I drove about 13.5 hours home yesterday.
Oh, and you got up this morning.
And I was thinking all the entire drive, I was thinking about what my play was going to be on Early Edge today.
My man. I know. I felt that.
And here's what I came up with. The dumbest thing I saw on my entire vacation was the A's somehow winning seven games in a row. That was ridiculous. This team is not worthy of winning seven straight. And like they beat the Rays in there at the time the Brewers were playing well and they swept them. It was the most inexplicable winning streak I think we've ever seen in Major League Baseball, at least since I've been alive. They realized who they were, and they've lost four straight games since then. So I'm comfortable going with the Phillies on the run line and, again, picking on the A's as I've done a lot of times this season. The Phillies have won 12 of 14. They've won five straight. Zach Wheeler on the hill, he's looking like his ace self. These last two outings, he's been back to it, like I said, looking like his ace self. And I know two games is a very small sample, but when you have a track record like Wheeler's and you know he's been an ace – multiple seasons in the past, and he puts two games together like this, it tells me that he's getting back on track. Like, keep in mind, when a team like the Phillies makes a deep playoff run and they have to ride aces like Wheeler and Noller so hard during the postseason, they're going to probably have a slow start to the next season because they've got that truncated offseason. They're not used to going that deep into October or even into November at some times. So it's just generally speaking, it's not that big of a deal when those guys have a slow start, but eventually it clicks back in, and that's where I think Wheeler is right now. So I'm looking for him to have another big game today. On the hill for the A's is Hogan Harris. He threw really well against the A's last time out, so maybe he'll go out and throw well against the Phillies today. Maybe this will have to happen late, but the A's have a brutal bullpen. It's overworked lately. Even if this goes in extras, I think we're going to be fine with the multiple runs because, again, the A's have a thin bullpen that's not very good. The Phillies are in the top half here, so they could go for five or six in the extra innings with that automatic runner on second base if they need it. I don't think we're going to need the extras, though. We're going to get the Phillies in and win by multiple runs, and it's good to be back.
Well, it's great to have you back. And people ask me all the time on Twitter and the chat, Coach, what does it take to be a member of the crew? What do I need to do? Are you willing to drive 13 hours with only one thought in your head? Are you willing to do that work? Many of you are not. Sniper, great to have you back, big boy. A couple things from the chat. Coach, which of the four are you most confident in? You know here at the Early Edge, we only give out picks that we're fully confident. We would never say, I like this one more than that one. It's not something we would ever do.
Look, this is Father's Day, so we can point it out. It's like asking somebody, hey, who's your favorite kid?
That's true. That's true. Now, it's my daughter, but I would never say that publicly. Yeah. I would never do that. Now, I will say, since you put my feet to the fire, I would take Tyrell Hatton plus 135 over Brooks. If I had to tell you my favorite one, that's my favorite one. By the way, M. Connell says, how do you feel about Justin Suh over Ryan Fox plus 115? Love that one, too. Ryan Fox had to play as a single yesterday. He was the first one out. Very difficult to do. But I like Justin Suh today over Ryan Fox as well. Now, Dominic in the chat. Whenever I think Dominic, I think of Kindergarten Cop. And whenever I think of Kindergarten Cop, I think of movie references. And whenever I think of movie references, I think of one man and one man only. Counselor. Dominic says, please, please give me first five. See ya. What do you say?
I say, I'll be back. A Kindergarten Cop Arnold Schwarzenegger reference. Of course, not from Kindergarten Cop. It's from The Terminator. But I'll be back refers to the Texas Rangers, who I haven't been on over the last few weeks. And that's really because the value's been sapped out of their number constantly because everybody, you know, realizes the Texas Rangers are really good. Welcome to the party, pal. That's Bruce Willis, by the way, from Die Hard. We're going to go Rangers first five money line minus 122. It's John Gray, who's been pitching really well against Chris Bassett, who, for the record, has been pitching well as well. However, on the road, he's been pretty bad. And on the road against the Orioles last time out, he was really bad. And I mean really bad. Now, to fix his errors, he has to go to Texas and face a Texas Rangers lineup that's even better than the Orioles. I just don't see it. So I'm going to take John Gray here, who has been pitching well overall, especially the last month and a half. He's been very good. He's facing a Toronto team that's been largely underwhelming. So, and for the record, when it comes to Chris Bassett, not very good against lefties, where Texas is going to feature quite a few of those. So I'm all over Rangers first five again. I'm back on them. First five money line, minus 122.
I love this. Yesterday, I kicked myself. I played the over, according to our Sims. That was the play. And the Rangers, a very hard-fought 4-2 win. So they are playing well. See you. Thank you very much. Now, you guys know we love to try and find people wherever we can. And there is somebody in the chat that's been very, very, let's say, aggressive. And apparently he's great on social media. Chris from Vegas. Don't even know who he is. But apparently he hit an 8-teamer yesterday. He's, Coach, go. All right. So, Chris, here's your chance. Give me a play into the chat. Put it in the chat. And if you hit it, I will let you make another one. If you hit the second one, I'll let you make another one. If you hit three in a row, I'll let you come on a video on the early edge. But you got to start today. Give me one right here, right now, before we go off the air. And that will be your play for the day. Yes, Sniper.
I didn't get a chance to type it in. Somebody in the chat asked, they said, I think they said BetMGM had the Phillies as -2.5 at like -110 and asked if I would play. I don't think so. I mean, once you get more than two runs on somebody, that's a tall order. So on that one, I didn't catch who said that because the chat was moving fast. I would stay away at that point.
I think we need, if we had a list of rules that you don't do at the early edge, that would be one of the rules.
Yeah.
Never play
somebody 1-3. Like a lot of times teams will try to play small ball just to get that 2-run lead to give themselves a buffer and an insurance run. But once they're up 2, though, they would scale it back. So I know.
There should be sucker written next to that bet on any sports book that has -2.5. Sucker with an A. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of the Snake on the ones and the twos. Proppy. One play from those mean streets. Jesus Luzardo under 17.5 outs. The Counselor, Rangers, first five money line -122. M squared. We're going to go Nationals. He's going against the world. +1.5, -120. Then the Sniper. He gave you all the reasons why. Phillies, -1.5, -140. Take care of business against those A's. Then I got four plays from round four of the U.S. Open. Justin Suh over Eric Cole. Hatton over Koepka. Henley over Young. And Morikawa over Fitzpatrick. And I love the numbers. We're not laying any more than -115 on any of them. Love that. And I also love the support that the chat is giving to one Chris, who we will find his play. Well, Snake will find his play. So we'll find his play. All right. So if what's his name? Chris. All right. So we will put it out on social media and let's all root for Chris. We want everybody to win. Everybody have an opportunity. Maybe this is the start of your on camera sports betting career. You never know. You never know. So with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. Dads, I hope you get to do what you want to do today. I'm teeing it up with my son. Damn it, you know how much I love to do that. But I'll be having the phone on. I'll be having the U.S. Open on as I'm hitting them as we cash our tickets. And there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window for my entire credit level. M squared, Counselor, Proppy, Sniper. And, of course, the Snake on the ones and the twos. I am simply the coach trying to keep this train on the track because we do this every single day. I could not be more proud of the crew we have put together. We do not take days off. It's something we do not do. We cash tickets day after day after day. Right here. We grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about at the early edge. Good luck.
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.